Dueling tax and spend priorities out of the Capitol this week, Republican lawmakers want to use nearly three-quarters of the state's projected $4 billion surplus to lower taxes in the third income bracket. The proposal would reduce the tax from 5.3% to 4.4% for joint filers earning between $18,420 and $405,550 per year. The plan would also exclude the first $150,000 of a couple's retirement income from taxes. While the state assembly moved quickly to a public hearing on the plan, Senate leadership says only that the proposal is under discussion. But Senate co-sponsor of the tax cut, Republican Rachel Cabral Guevara, said her constituents are telling her they're struggling to make ends meet due to high prices for things like school supplies and other everyday purchases.
All of these little costs are adding up, adding up, adding up, and we're sitting on all this money that these individuals have earned and paid in. It needs to go back.
Governor Tony Evers says he would like to consider the plan, but his office has concerns it would jeopardize more than $2 billion in federal relief funds, which states are prohibited from using to offset tax reductions. He also wants Republicans to consider funding his priorities like child care and the university system. Here to unpack this proposal, Jason Stein from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. And Jason, thanks very much for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the retirement income exclusion up to $150,000 is new. What is your reaction to that proposal in this package?
I mean, it's obviously something that could be a popular proposal. It's a group that has many vulnerable people in it, also has many voters in it, and that's something that's always in mind for politicians. You know, at the same time, we are an aging state. So that means this is a very large ticket item. And also, we're a state that is trying to recruit younger workers. And so to the extent we put in a big tax break for people at the upper end of the age scale, that's going to bring tension with trying to recruit workers at the younger end.
So is it something you think piques the governor's interest?
You know, it is something that would affect people across the income span or people at lower and middle incomes. So that may make it somewhat more attractive to him. You know, at the same time, I think the size of the package is probably beyond what he would like to see, given that he has other priorities for the surplus.
So as to the governor, his office says that this income tax reduction puts in jeopardy more than $2 billion of federal relief funds because they're prohibited being used this way as tax reduction offsets. Is that still true to your knowledge?
You know, I think there's a legitimate concern there to the level that the state should look at that carefully and potentially consult with the U.S. Treasury about that. At the same time, we do have a surplus. We had a surplus going into this budget of roughly $7 billion. So I think the argument can be made that the state had funds in addition to the $2.5 billion that we received from the federal government, in excess of that to make tax cuts. You know, at the end of the day, I think the main question here for the public and for elected officials is, what is the best and highest use of that money? And then we can worry about, you know, more minor technical issues like that.
Well, speaking of the best use of that money, the governor, of course, thinks one of the best uses would be his $1 billion child care package and giving more money to the UW system. But the GOP came out with its own child care package, which doesn't kind of address with a lot of money. It's more like, you know,
lowering regulations,
yeah,
things like that.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So that's kind of a standoff here.
Sure.
What do you think? How might that resolve?
Again, I think there are all the elements here for the two sides to reach some sort of a deal. I mean, they have, quite frankly, been more adept at doing that than I think some of us thought that they would be. And so both in terms of dialing down the tax cut, maybe dialing down what the governor wants from the child care funding, and then perhaps doing something on the regulation side for child care. There might be some package here you could see that could bring the sides together and maybe leave the state with a healthy balance to, you know, weather any unforeseen challenges that come up. I think it's really a matter of political will here. I don't see any reason why. There's no ideological bound that can't be bridged.
That's what we say today. But in terms of the income tax reduction itself, The Senate co-sponsor says it would save the average Wisconsin taxpayer over $750 a year. What about those at the top of that bracket?
Again, this is going to be a package that's going to be pretty favorable to people at the upper end because, again, it's going to have its biggest effect for people that have the most income that's subject to it. Obviously, you can have income for married couples up just above $400,000. You know, that being said, this is a package that is still providing something for lower and middle income taxpayers, particularly if they're retired. So this is movement, I would say, on the side of Republicans towards where Governor Evers had wanted, just maybe not as much as he would like to see.
Is it your sense that the Senate leadership is not moving as quickly on this because they'd like to see even more tax cuts?
I mean, that's potentially true, and I think the Assembly has always been a more top-down driven House, and that makes it a little bit easier for the leadership there to propose things. It's always been the practice of Senate leaders to kind of sit back and wait and see if everyone can get on the same page, and then they just move to the head of the parade and start leading it. But we'll see.
What kind of position does this put Governor Evers in? Because everybody likes a tax cut.
Absolutely. And this is potentially very, you know, attractive to a big voting bloc. At the same time, you know, he's had some movement in his direction. So I think there's a potentially an opening for him to come to the other side and say, well, you know, this isn't what I want, but here's something that would be closer and to see if the two sides. They also have Miller Park or the American Family Field, the Brewers Stadium, where they're going to need to come up with a deal. And that potentially is going to cost money as well. So I think he's got to think about the big picture about what he needs to do over the next year and then try and come up with a compromise that fits.
All right. Well, we will be watching all of that. Jason Stein, thanks very much.
Thank you.